The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. And if you can hear a faint hum in the background, it's because as well as food, Aisling has brought her little mini portable hob once again. What are you putting into it?
I am putting some garlic in at the moment. So there's a good whack of olive oil in there.
Okay.
A little bit of garlic. And as we chat, that garlic is going to slow cook. And we're going to do a beautiful Mediterranean style caponata bucatini pasta with a little bit of mackerel in there, because I know you like mackerel.
So lovely.
We're talking all about, I suppose, December defenders. Got a long month.
Okay.
A lot of indulgence coming at the end of the month.
Yeah.
We don't have to write
through the month. People have already started indulging.
I know, but we don't have to do that. We don't have to write off the whole month. We can kind of nourish ourselves, build up our immunity, build up our all those good mood foods, at least for the next 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah. So seasonal eating in December, what then should we be thinking about?
We're thinking about those, like, I suppose, vegetables, those whole grains. It's kind of a lot of what we go back to, but like the veggies, carrots, parsnips, butternut squash, the greens, the kale, the Brussels sprouts, the cabbage. It's all of those ones that are so indigenous. They're Irish. They grow. They're local. When you're dealing with things like your carrots, like your butternut squash, it's always really important to remember so many of the nutrients live just under the skin. So if we have an awful habit of taking out the peeler and just peel.
Okay.
And boil the living daylights out of them, we're not going to get a whole lot out of them. So roasting.
You can't eat the skin of butternut squash.
No, you can't. But what you can do, rather than peel it, because peeling it is like one of the most torturous jobs. It's the job I hate the most in the kitchen. Cut it in half. You're not strong enough. Just ask for help. Someone stronger.
Get an axe.
Do something. Just cut it in half. Whatever you need to do. And lay it flat on a tray, skin side down. Olive oil, sea salt, roasted in the oven. And then when it comes out after about 45 minutes or an hour, what you're going to find is you scoop out all the flesh. And as you scoop with a spoon, you're getting deeper down to the skin.
Yeah.
So you're getting those nutrients.
Okay.
You have a better chance of getting those nutrients out. So if that's the only top tip you take from today, it is that, to like roast your vegetables. So can I bring you to our first dish?
Okay, good.
Okay. We have got a butternut squash hummus.
All right, okay.
That you're going to eat with a spoon.
With some lovely pomegranate in it.
Now I'm going to tell
you. That's a dessert spoon. A soup spoon. That's a soup spoon as well.
Jesus Christ, you're a dessert spoon.
I know, but I mean, come on.
Listen, I should have had bread and crackers, and I apologise about that because I did forget the bread and crackers. I just brought you three other dishes.
Love pomegranate, though.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you about this. So this is hummus. So this is my regular hummus, which is one tin of chickpeas, one big dessert spoon full of tahini, cumin, olive oil or vegetable oil, a little bit of water, a clove of garlic if you wanted, or a bit of garlic powder and onion powder. And then into that, I roasted my butternut squash. Half a butternut squash for one tin of chickpeas. And all of a sudden, you've taken chickpeas, which are full of protein, going to keep you fuller for longer, fibre, and now you've added the butternut squash.
Yeah.
So you've got all of that beta-carotene in there, all of the vitamin A for your eyesight, which is really, really important for this time of year and for immunity. Particularly, I suppose, like the three things we're trying to do is immune boosting, it's mood boosting, and it's keeping us nourished and keeping us full for longer. And it's just such a simple one. So on top of your butternut squash, because you're making it a bit bougie, the loaded hummus, you've got a sour cherry molasses, which is just absolutely stunning. So sour cherry molasses on top of that. Then I did some crispy little halloumi. And then on top of that, there's just a little bit of basil. You could put a little bit of pine nuts. It's just a winner, isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, it's so delicious.
Yeah. And I mean, it's so good you could eat it with a spoon.
Yes, which is what I'm doing. I'm nearly eating all of it. No crackers, no breadsticks, nothing.
No, and it's one of those ones. I think even if you had people coming around, you know, and you wanted just to do something a little bit different, like think of that concept of loaded hummus.
Well, the little basil is nice with it, isn't it? Yeah.
A little bit of coriander would have worked as well, but I do like the basil with it. So like feta, cheese. I'm not great at asking for help. I'm just going to tell you that now.
Aisling, hand open a jar. And now I've set myself up. I have to be able to open it. There you are, Aisling.
There's two jars I can't open. Oh my God, that's mortifying.
All right, I'll open this other.
Oh my God.
There you go, Aisling.
Thanks very much, Kieran. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
I tell you, I don't like asking for help much. Okay.
So sorry, before we move on to anything else, what's gone into our frying pan?
So I have some bucatini pasta. So that's the one that looks like spaghetti, a bit thicker, whole all the way through the middle.
Okay.
So it kind of soaks up and absorbs the sauce. This dish, okay, so this caponata style pasta, if you had anybody who was vegetarian coming over the next while or you want a really nice veggie dinner, these are supermarket hacks, okay?
Okay.
This is supermarket hacks. This is a stir-in sauce or a pesto. So think of a red pesto, okay?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So into that, we've got red pesto, which you can get in most supermarkets.
Yeah.
And then the next one is an aubergine caponata. So this is a product. It's from Dunn's. It's a specially kind of selected one. It is so beautiful. That on a little bit of sourdough with a little bit of basil on top, a little bit of mozzarella cheese. It's really, really nice.
You can smell the capers in it, can't you?
Yeah. And that's the secret. So it's capers. Yeah. The next one that I have is especially selected. This is Aldi, actually. But they're a tin of cherry tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes are a little game changer when you're making pasta sauce.
Okay.
Really, really nice.
Okay, because usually you just go for the tin of chopped tomatoes.
Exactly. And what we have to remember is chopped tomatoes, tins of tomatoes, tomato puree, even tomato ketchup are full of lycopene. Lycopene, again, really, really good for that anti-inflammatory, free radicals in the body, all of that stuff. So you've got your garlic, you've got your capers, you've got your roast aubergine, which I have roasted off or fried off.
Okay.
Skin on. Again, more fiber. You're getting all those nutrients that are under the skin. And that's just going to cook away.
So you're putting in roasted aubergine separate from the aubergine caponata as well.
I'm bulking it out. So anywhere you can get those seasonal veg in, that's what we're trying to do. And to be honest, what will be lovely in here is a handful of like kale or cabbage or spinach and get some greens in. But for the moment, it's doing okay. I'm going to season it up as I go with a little bit of Irish smoked salt, or this is the lemon and rosemary salt. And this is just gorgeous. So you do need to season it. And at the last little touch, I'm going to finish it with a little bit of tinned sardines or tinned mackerel, actually.
Okay.
So any of those tinned fish, again, you've got all the oily fish, you've got all the omega-3s, which are so good for us at this time of year. They're so good all year round.
Yeah.
But they're so good for us. So I'm just going to let this cook for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
But this is how quick this is. This is like three clever ingredients from the supermarket and you've got a whopper little dinner going on, which is gorgeous.
Smells delicious.
I'm going to move you on to our next one, which is our greens.
Okay.
So this is, we have the most beautiful Irish cabbage at the moment in season. It is so good. Like Savoy cabbage. You don't even have to go to the fancy kind of Italian cavolonero. Like just, this is Savoy cabbage, a head of cabbage into boiling water. Salt your water really well when you're cooking your cabbage. And don't overcook your cabbage. Undercook your cabbage. A little bit of bite in it. So what I did was I took mashed potato, leftover mash.
Yeah.
Put in your cabbage that's cooked, drained, and then you bind it with a little egg. And then shape it into little potato cakes, fry them on the pan. I was actually doing this while my kids were at home.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my God, Mom, please, will you make those for us, please? Now, when you have children begging for cabbage, you know you're doing something well. And it's just gorgeous. But what I've done is I've done it really fancy. So we've done it with some beautiful hickory smoked Irish trout, sour cream, a little bit of chives. It's really nice, isn't it?
Oh, it's delicious. Yeah, it's lovely. For what are just potato cakes? I mean, ultimately.
But that's it. But it's that way of trying to think outside the box. How do I get those greens in? If I'm not feeling it, if I'm not really kind of in love with greens, but I want to get them in, I think potato cakes is such a simple way to do it. It's such an easy way because there's just, you're almost disguising them a little bit. And I suppose, like, if we think Brussels sprouts, this time of year, like, Brussels sprouts are everywhere in the supermarket.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Do you? How do you eat your Brussels sprouts?
Just, like, how do you mean, how do I eat them?
Like, do you boil them? Do you fry them? Do you put butter and salt on them?
See, the premise, your question is based on the premise that I'm cooking the Brussels sprouts.
You're not cooking the Brussels sprouts.
I eat them as presented.
You're receiving and being grateful for the lovely Brussels sprouts that you get. Well, listen, that's fair enough too. I would say slice up your Brussels sprouts, like shred them up, fry them off in a little bit of oil, a little bit of crispy bacon, macadamia nuts. Mm. They were really hard to get for a while. Macadamia nuts are in the supermarkets at the moment and they are just delicious. Or walnuts. So again, like we're trying to think of those nutrient densities that we have. You ready for some pasta?
Oh yeah. So your while I was eating the potato cake, the mackerel went in. And you're just kind of stirring that through, and that's
all you do. You're just heating it up a little bit, And so thinking about the nutrient dense ingredients that we can get. So the tomatoes this time of year are.
Oh look, I'll just use this fork again. You've about 8 soup spoons, but anyway, look.
Listen, I'm not taking any responsibility for that. I want to talk to the News Talk kitchen people who stock that kitchen because it's hard to get
I'll let you know when we hire some.
I'll bring my own forks next week, I promise. So we finished, it's really hot. We finished it with a little bit of basil. But it's about boxing clever. It's those clever ingredients. So it's the tomatoes for the lycopene. It's the aubergine. It's things like that that are full of fibre. It's the little bit of...
What's that pasta called again?
A bucatini.
Oh, bucatini. Yeah. Lovely.
It's really nice. Or a linguine. And again, when you're doing a dish like this, something as simple as like looking for a bronze dye pasta, it's only going to cost like less than a euro more expensive in the supermarket. But it just, it kind of holds on to the sauce a little bit more. It's just a slightly higher quality pasta. I find with aubergine sometimes people are a little bit hesitant with it, and it's like, oh, I'm not sure, do I like that or don't I? And when you do it right with maybe some roast peppers, the capers, the garlic, it's really, really nice. And like that dish, the trick is low and slow with that garlic. So I put that on in a cold pan. So you put your garlic in a cold pan, slice it up. There's about two to three cloves of garlic. It'll serve two. And low and slow, let that cook. And then you're putting in the other ingredients. You're releasing the flavours as you go. It's also something that's delicious.
It's absolutely delicious. And it was so quick. Ashing, listen, as always, a tour de force and all of the detail, as Ashing says, on how to make all this, these different dishes and the little hacks as well, the supermarket hacks, the caponata, for example, or the tins of cherry tomatoes and what have you, will all be up on her social channels. Ashing, we'll talk to you again at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.